Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome back, fighters, to The Lucky Die. Previously, balance our Sultana for help, Raoul takes the fight to the treetops, Squash tries a new power, and Sultana turns the tables on the enemy. When the team confront the Queen of the Elves, they manage to free her from the grasp of the controlling necklace, only to find that she's still determined to see them dead. Despite a few near misses with death, Glengarith was knocked unconscious and taken into our adventurer's custody. What is going to happen to the Queen now? Why does she keep fighting them? And will her defeat quell the civil war that she started? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
I'm going to assume that somebody heals Raoul up to at least half. Please.
Sultana, please.
Yeah, okay.
Save me the side point.
I'm punch you.
You're going to punch me if I
no,
don't?
No, it's a wolf. Wolf gives licks. Wolf gives kisses.
Yeah, wolf gives licks. You get healed and things turn back to normal. Please expend the correct amount of lay on hands or healing, whatever it is, because you still may need your resources at the end of this day.
I do you 15. 15 lay on hands.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's enough.
That's
okay.
That doesn't
that
leave
matters.
Me with 15 lay on hands. How much is 50 minus 15? I'm bad at math.
You should be 55.
Thank you.
Because you're a level 11 paladin?
Oh yeah, it should be 55, so actually you'd be at 40.
Wait, am I level 11?
Yes.
Yes.
I am. I did level up. I just never did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this, yeah, yeah. Y'all went and made yourselves a goddess, and you're leveled. So apart from Squash, who was stuck in Cicerus, he doesn't level at all. Eventually, you guys may catch up to him. Guys may catch up to him, but we'll find out. All right, Raoul has been healed.
Yep.
Things turn back to normal perspective as far as Raoul is concerned. There is an unconscious Glengarith on the ground. I'm going to say for safety's sake that she's stabilized.
Okay. Zoltana,
so
can
she
you...
She's unconscious, but
can you bring her down? We need to get the guards to back off. We need to speak to whoever would be next in charge so that we can try to stabilize things now.
Wait, isn't that you?
No.
Wait, no, isn't that your dad? That's your dad, right?
Right, but he's not here yet, so we need to smooth things out until he arrives.
And you think that me, a dwarf...
No, I just
going
want you
downstairs to... with your aunt slung over, your unconscious aunt slung over my shoulder no. is going to do anything for us.
No, Zoltana, we're on top of the roof. I just need you to carry her down to the room, please.
Ral's probably the only other person who could, so I think he would try. Because he recognizes that that's probably bad.
I just want you to think about
it's,
this.
It's probably bad dwarf. For him to do it too, but like
I am
the political thing is you.
So right tiny. Now, so. I am so tiny and she is so much taller than I am. And if you I try to muscles. Carry her. Yeah, muscle doesn't look. Okay, listen.
Are we having. All right. We are not going to have a lesson in manual handling.
There's still proportions happening.
Don't bring your science into my fantasy.
We're not having manual handling. Raoul carries the queen down. Y'all end up in the council chambers. As you get down there, you see Nymverna bringing Talvern round. It looks like they've gone through the wars and there's a couple of dead guards around them or unconscious. You see more of them pouring in and then they see the queen unconscious. They lift up their arms and they rush towards you. What do you guys want to do?
Balance is going to shout, stand down. She's still alive. Who is in charge?
Take a persuasion roll.
If it helps, he is making sure that he himself is fully visible.
And if it helps, I've done Hour of Reaping.
No!
Ral, have you done Ral? No, Ral. Ral. Neil.
What?
Are you doing Hour of Reaping?
Okay, I'll wait until they
thank you.
Are mean
All right.
more.
Yes.
I'm going to use one of my inspiration.
Okay.
Never mind.
What did you get?
First, I rolled a 10, then I used my inspiration, and then I got a nat 1 because rolled 20.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. They raise their weapons. They look down at their dead rogue friend who's been cut in twain. They see the devastation that Talvern and Inverna have wrought at the doorway, even though they're now beginning to pour through. They see the four of you around their unconscious queen. They raise weapons and they are going to charge. I will give you guys one more attempt to quell them.
Yeah, Balance is just going to be like, if you'll not listen to reason, then maybe you listen to fear. Roll, can you...
Yeah, he's already
okay. That. We'll assume he does. I'm just going to do one roll for all of them. For those of you who are in Zoltana's range, you can't be frightened anyway. Most of you have seen this before as Ral turns into this bizarre skeletal version of himself. Tio around his kind of neck area, their wings expand, so they almost look like Ral's wings if you're not looking carefully enough. The guards skid to a halt, and none of them seem to want to get any closer. They keep geeing and pushing each other like, that's the queen! No, you go get the queen. No, you have to go get the queen. Our queen is standing right... Well, you have to go... Well, I'm not going there. Like... They don't want to get any closer. They are terrified of Ral.
Thank you. As I was trying to say, we are here trying to fix things. The queen was being controlled. Now, if someone could bring whoever is your leader here, the head of the guard, what was their name? My father's not here at the moment. He should be arriving shortly. I assume Balance would know who would most likely be second in command in his father's
absence.
Not after
50 years, no.
Who would be the most recent one he knew of?
That would have been Talvern.
Can I make an argument that he might actually know?
Sure.
You spent an inordinate amount of time trying to copy Bucky.
I will take that. That is a perfect reasoning. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let me bring up our patron names.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You would know that it would be a female elf whose name is Kaelith.
Kaelith, okay. And that would be like what, the head of the guard?
Yeah, that'd be like the head of the elven guard, yeah. Like the elven, like inverted commas, home guard, not like the army, but yeah.
Head of national security.
Internal domestic security, yeah. Yeah, you'd know this to be Kaelith. I assume that Rao just keeps reaping on until someone in charge turns up.
Right, so Balance is going to
Probably demand until that, Balance tells him to turn it off.
Stop. Yeah.
Demand that Caliph be brought.
Yeah, it's a good few minutes. And you see this elven woman walking in. She has very short blonde hair, and she kind of takes off her helm as she enters the chamber. She's wearing studded leather for the most part, and there's a kind of magical glow about her weapons. She walks in and sees the five of you, sees her queen unconscious, sees Balance. Well, Pinter, well, yeah, probably Balance standing there. And she kind of like furrows her brows and she says, I was told there was a hostage situation.
Something of the sort. You must be Caliph. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard wonderful things about you from my brother.
Mm-hmm.
If we may, if we could have a civil conversation.
She looks around, looks back at you.
He will stand down when I tell him to. I just ask that you have yours stand down as well.
In very curt, the elven language is kind of like very musical, but in very curt, straight to the point syllables, she orders the men to stand aside. And they do.
Rall, you can drop it.
Rall drops it, but like throws his hood over. So he kind of like hides himself a little bit.
Yeah.
I want Squash to try to maneuver his way around the guard group if he can, stealthily wise.
And, sure.
And like basically the end goal is that Squash can hear what's being said out in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
So if there's bullshit going on back there, that Squash like can hear it.
Okay, that's fine. Make a stealth check for me, please.
All right. Not at advantage.
No, definitely not advantage. Too many eyes.
That's a 24.
Okay. So far as you're concerned, you make it unseen. It takes you a little while to get to the end, but
yeah.
We'll go with it.
And Squash does not have a weapon out, so if somebody busts him, it's not like an instant, like, the face kind of thing.
Yeah, you're not noticed missing, and nobody notices where you are for the moment. Let's put it like that. Caelith looks at you with her steel grey eyes. And she says, will you sit?
Of course. Balance will grab two chairs that aren't probably damaged and just set them up so that they can sit across from each other and talk.
She walks over to the chair and she sits down. She has a hand just resting near her weapon. It's just it's not like she's going to draw it, but she's letting you know that she's prepared if she has to.
Mm-hmm.
What are your terms?
I want you to hear my story and hear what has transpired, and I am hoping that we can come to an agreement and understanding of why it is that we are here and what we have done is necessary.
I have my orders. I will listen to your story, however.
Balance is going to try to give like a condensed version of some of the events have happened. Essentially, more so focusing on the discovering the necklaces, finding out about the whole apocalypse being brought on by this blissful eclipse and the queen being controlled, likely by someone involved with this. Pointing out the details about Daechin and about there being two heroes, one of them going evil, the one evil one being Lightburner. And
okay. Interesting. Yep. Okay. That's fine. Roll an insight check for me, please.
Okay. I'm going to say that while this is happening, Balance is activating his view aura, which does cost psi points.
Mm-hmm.
That's
fine. Yeah.
3 psi points to use. And he is going to restore 3 HP because he's still injured. I'll click it, though, so that you can get an idea of what this one does. So basically, it gives me an understanding if they're any, under any magical or psionic effects, the current HP thing, which we don't really do, basic emotional state, and then I have advantage on insight and charisma checks with the target.
Okay. Okay, then make your insight with advantage.
Is she under any sort of effect?
No.
Okay. 17 insight.
Her mood is difficult to read. You think she's reacting to various parts of your story, like perhaps her eyes lingered a little bit too much when you were talking about Daechin, maybe her head tilted in an odd way when you talk about Lightburner and Shadeslayer in good and evil terms. Not really sure, but you think perhaps. Squash.
Mm-hmm.
You do hear the approach of more guards. Just very soft footfalls, but being that as you're up there and they make their way up there, they kind of hit the landing below. They seem to be waiting for a signal, waiting for a word or something. They're tense and nervous, but they aren't approaching as of yet.
Okay. Now, I'm going to argue something.
Sure.
Surely the door to the council room, is it open or closed right now?
It's open.
Fuck.
There's a bunch of like dead people in the corridor.
Okay, then I can't argue it. I was thinking that surely the council room door would have some way of sealing it. And I was basically just going to position Squash to flip that seal real quick. But if the door's open, that's not.
No, it's open.
Squash is going to stick around where he is, hoping to stay out of sight unseen.
Okay.
Just keep tabs. Like, if... Let's put it like this. Like, I'm assuming there's probably, 20, 30 guards out there right now.
Yeah, that's a lot.
If it just keeps on piling on, that Squash is going to, start moving his ass back to the guys and, we're being set up. They're just, they're just...
Still a bit of time.
Yeah, they're just massing an army outside.
Yeah, yeah, that's totally understandable. When it reaches ridiculous amount, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Ral and Zoltana, what are you two doing while Balance goes into the vague, condensed version of this story?
Keeping my wits sharp and ready to fight if anyone tries to step to us.
Okay.
I'm going to prep. Actually, I'm going to prep to hold an action.
Okay.
And
what action, what trigger?
If someone comes, if she or anyone tries to attack Balance, I'm going to throw a hand axe at them.
Okay, that's fine. Let's say you hold that action until that trigger, whatever. Ral?
I think Ral's going to go into Tio and then just have Tio watch from, pretty close by. Like, not really ask Tio to go anywhere, but, keep an eye on himself.
Yeah, still within the council chamber?
Yeah, yeah. And just kind of look around.
Okay.
A little bit easier on himself. And
that's totally fine.
He could probably have Tio go over there with Balance.
Yeah, partway through this story, Tio kind of lands on the chair behind Balance and just settled down. You see her raise an eyebrow but return her attention back. She's seen familiars before. Your case, as you stated, is that your aunt, our queen, was being controlled by Lightburner?
That is correct.
Lightburner is evil.
Right.
And that explains why she has been doing what she has been doing.
If you look at the pieces of the puzzle, they fit very well. She started having everybody trained specifically in combat magic. She's been rallying the soldiers a lot more recently. She's been antagonizing the dwarves, having skirmishes go off all along the borders. And for what? There's no real purpose other than to cause distrust, mayhem, chaos, all in the name of making it so that we are unprepared to fight off this apocalypse that's coming.
That is definitely an interpretation of the events. We shall hold on to the queen, and we shall hold on to the four of you. And you see her look around and realize that there's only three of you now.
Fuck.
We shall hold on to you until we can have a mage examine this necklace. You claim to be controlling her. You will understand, I have a fair amount of skepticism.
Understandable. If it is of any use as well, if you have a mage who can perhaps either get Zelfar here quicker, as I know he was on his way,
Zelfar or get a message. Zelfar is less than a day's ride out. Our scouts spotted him this morning.
Then when he arrives here, he can confirm it.
Again, if I am to be put in this position of deciding our fate, I would rather have this confirmed by a mage I trust. Understood. Not just the word of your father, who stands to inherit an entire kingdom.
I do have one more bit of information and also a request of sorts.
I will listen, but my patience is getting thin.
I just ask that Yelen be left out of all of this. I have very strong reason to believe that she is in direct ties with this blissful eclipse. I gave the evidence to my father, as I expected he would be here before I.
By all accounts, he returned to... Well, he returned south on news that your mother had given birth and had started back up again. But he should be back here within the day, and we shall make a decision from there. I will have a mage I trust ported in. This necklace, and did you tell her about the crown?
Yeah, let's be straight up about it. Balance, because honesty is kind of important here. So yeah. He probably made some mention of needing to gather the pieces for Shadeslayer. And that,
yeah, without giving away the fact that you have Shadeslayer.
Right, yep. And discovering that the crown is actually one of the pieces.
Yes. There have been a great many reports on the origin of the crown, as you are well aware. We will have the necklace and the crown. We will hold them, and we will hold the four of you and the queen. Now, where has your somewhat smaller, sneakier companion gone off to?
Balance is going to make like a casual look around.
I'm assuming as soon as the guard says this, the gig's kind of up. There isn't a lot of space to hide. And if people just start looking around, like somebody's going to roll a natural 20. Like
eventually.
Yeah. So Squash is just like standing really close to the door when one of the guards just kind of like looks straight at him and he's just like, hey, I'll go back over there. I'm sorry.
She turns her head and she watches every single one of your steps as you make your way back to the rest of the party.
Oh, it's awkward as shit.
Yeah, she exchanges a look with someone who's close by to where you end up, and you see them take a more keen and avid interest in you. Right, seal off this chamber. I would like four guards at the balcony. I want two guards at the door. I want four of you standing on the staircase, two at the bottom. They are not to move. They are not to exit. They are only to sleep, eat, and that is it. Understood? And they all look kind of nervous. And then she just raises one eyebrow and they just nod and take their positions. As soon as your father is brought into... brought into the mix, we shall have a further conversation, and once my mage has confirmed what you have said about both of these items. She stands up and walks away. She turns at the door and she looks you square in the eye, Balance, where you're still sitting with Tio on your shoulder, and she says, regardless of what you may feel or think about me, and it's good to have you back, Prince Lafian. And she turns and walks down the staircase. Is there anything you guys want to do, or are you just going to wait for your judgment? Let's say you have a few hours.
I got none.
We were left.
Is the queen still here with us?
She is unconscious. She has, however, been bound.
And bound
and gagged at that suggestion. There are two elven guards watching over her. But she is made comfortable. They treat her with respect. They are still, of course, cautious. They do know what she is actually capable of. But she has been stripped of the necklace. She has been stripped of the crown, as have you guys. This is not in the same room as you.
Okay. I don't know. Probably take a short rest at the very least.
Yes. Short rest may be had.
I'm going to click on the short rest and also spend a little bit of hit dice.
Yep, hit dice should be spent, all that good stuff.
Oh, that put me at exactly full health.
Beautiful. Yes, hit dice should be used. Anything recouped after a short rest, you should recoup back. The bodies of the dead are dragged out.
Are they dead, or like?
Most of them are dead, yes. Okay, some of them are healed and brought round, but for the most part, they are dead. I mean, that rogue is definitely dead. Sultana did a number on her.
Are Talvin and Inverna kept with us?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, Balance is going to make sure they're okay, too.
They're fine. Talvin and Inverna both took serious cracks to the head, and you can see where, like, you know, they have some very deep wounds. But for the most part, they're doing okay. They're getting there. They're kind of recuperated and worse for wear, for sure. But
how many hit die are you allowed to spend?
You can spend 11.
Have you guys been looking at these fucking numbers I'm rolling? Jesus.
Oh, they're beautiful. I love it quite a lot.
Get good.
Isn't it also plus your con, or am I going
that
my
is being added to that. That's why the That's why the I got a ret 2 because I rolled a 1+1.
Oh, that's bad. That's real bad. That's super bad.
Did they take all our stuff?
Is that per die?
No. Yeah, it's per dice. It should be automatically in there if you've.
Well, not if I just roll 5d8.
No, it's not. Then you have to add it manually.
You're kept with
all of your stuff. Every time, however, if you, for example, go to make a move to go into your pack or to like check out your weapon more, like a couple of the guards do take a few steps closer, but just to keep a closer eye on what it is you're doing. So you don't, for example, pull out a sphere of annihilation or a teleportation cube or something. Like
I know what they're keeping an eye on you. I think I want to play with the guards and to just do hour creeping at them and laugh.
Neil, please, no.
Raul thinks it's funny.
The first time Raul does the bounce, he's going to chastise and be like, no.
You just see him like flashing it on and off. And he just tries to do it sneaky because he thinks it's funny.
We're not here to antagonize. We need allies.
Yeah, the guards look tense, and now they look way more tense. The slightest move, a cough, a whispered conversation, they're on that like flies on shit. Like, this is not good. in that case, I assume, therefore, that no one is doing anything of note?
No, just resting.
Yeah, I mean, in the back of his mind, he's probably just going to like whisper to Marnak, just be like, I think we might have done it. I know you're resting, but
yeah, there's no real response. You think maybe he got the message, but there's no real response in conscious world.
Mm-hmm. All this is closing his wounds things.
Yeah. All right, recuperation is had. It's the sun is setting when Keyleth, Zelfar, and Demi turn up. The three of them walk into the room. Zelfar is talking and chatting animatedly with Keyleth as they walk in. You can tell they're old friends, but she is keeping a professional distance considering the stakes of what is going on. Two guards bring in the additional items. Demi takes a moment to look over each of them. She's very careful not to touch unless she has to. So this crown is kind of broken. It had a wonderful power, and it was a really good power, but that's kind of not there anymore. So, well, you know, that's a bummer. But it is definitely the thing that we should be putting on the other thing when we get back. And she kind of looks at Balance like, this is the thing. This is definitely the thing. This will make you a wise ruler. Ruler? This will make you a wise ruler beyond your imagination. Well, it would do, but it's kind of broken. But this, and she goes on to explain in a very... for her, a very metered way of speaking. She lays out that this is indeed a set, that the other one can be traced, and she does. And she traces the master to Kino. She traces it to a female gnome. But she can't give it much more detail than that. She also mentions that this has been used as a kind of portal. So the magic can flow through from one necklace to the other, and the aunt is under the effect of Gears.
Balance does chime in. That would make sense why she was still fighting after the necklace was removed.
Yeah, and didn't you say that, like, she kind of tried to say something and she looked like she's in pain? That's the side effect of Gears. Like, you can kind of go against it, but it's super hurt, so you kind of don't end up doing it. And not a lot of people even actually have the willpower to do that, so it's... she's a strong woman. She just, this magic, this thing, whatever it is, this gnome woman on the other side of the world, that's a powerful person we probably don't want to be screwing much with. Like, I just got an aura of death around this one. I mean, I get an aura of death around a lot of people, but she's, well, not like Rao level of death, but like, yeah.
Rao waves, because he thinks this is
she
fun.
Kind of like waves with her left hand, like by her waist.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to break the flow of what she's saying, but she's definitely directing it in your direction.
Wait, so somebody's been using that necklace like a one-way portal to cast magic through her?
Yeah. So, like, from what I can tell, like, this thing, like, basically breaks your will, and the head thing did a really good job of making that. That's kind of why it broke, because, like, it was supposed to protect it, but it ended up not doing it, and ended up breaking. So the necklace essentially just allowed spells to be cast upon her and use her to do the horrible things that she did. Like, I heard, like, she had this weird, like, spooky black thing turning up that, like, kind of, like, pulled everyone into horrible things, and then it was, like, lots of cones of cold. Like, she can probably do that. Well, she can do that naturally, I can tell you that. But it was kind of, like, controlling her.
How
because
much
the gear
does
cost,
whoever
like,
has the other side of that thing, how does, much does that person know?
Well, if they were tuning in, they'd know everything. But if they weren't, then they'd know nothing.
What are the chances of them, her reacting as she did, and them not being there? Like...
Well, if she was under the effect of Gears, you only have to cast it once and then, like, the spell continues. Like, I've heard of people being under it for a year or more. I mean, like, she must have been under it for a very long time. Mm. Let me see if I can get rid of it. You know, regardless after this, she still can't be queen, right? Because of all the thing that happened and all the people that have turned against her and, like, the bad rule power and the fact that, you know, the dwarven queen is coming here to, like, take her down. Like,
I already spoke with Rowena.
And I like Rowena. She's really nice.
She is. She was very amenable to all the discussions we had. She isn't much the same agreeance. As long as Auntie here is not queen anymore, then things should be all right. Her army is on their way. That being said, though, as long as they're not hindered, then their main goal is to actually go to Kino.
Well, and you see kind of like Demi like look sideways. Okay, well,
things
I'm
going
to go take, with your permission, Keyleth, I would like to take Queen Glyngaereth to go have the thing removed because, well, it might be safer for someone else to perform this spell than me, regardless of whether I can do it or not. Like, I think it'd be better if someone else did it. So I would think we should go get that removed from her so that she's safe and she's able to be functional again and, like, maybe give us some information. And that then gives everyone a chance to have a talk about what the future of the Elven Kingdom is, because, frankly, I'm not an elf. I'm a human. So you might want to decide what... I want to take the queen now. And you see Keith just, like, look at her. Look at Zelfar, who nods. And, yeah. They go with. Do you want to send anyone with her to make sure he's okay, or do you trust that Demi's got this?
Squash, would you like to go?
Yeah, I'll monitor the situation.
But you don't have any magic.
I'm just there to be a second set of eyes.
She kind of does that thing where she looks at you. She gestures at the one eye she has. She's like, do you not think my one eye is enough?
I mean, bad turn of phrase. I'm
Balance just audibly laughs and is like, I think it, metaphorically speaking.
Oh, metaphorically speaking. Okay, that's fine. Okay, sure. I will tell you all about this magical spell as we go because, oh, it's very fascinating. I wish I had gears. Well, I could tell you all the effects of gears. And yeah, they can go off in a bickering way.
Also,
you may learn more about the gears spell than you ever wanted to.
While all this was going on, Balance telepathically to his father says, "The baby's all right. I saw her before we came here. She's cute."
He smiles.
Yeah, I guess Squash is basically just there in case Queen Glyneth...
Glinny. We've gone with Glinny.
No,
Glinny.
I'm not calling her Glinny.
Aunt Glinny.
The Queen.
Glyngarith. Squash is going along just like on the off chance that Glyngarith has a...
episode.
A fallback plan in case she's they try to counterspell or no dispel her.
Yeah, yeah.
So like if like we take them to the head of the Mage Society, the Mage Society guy's like, "Oh right. Takes up a note. Kill everyone who asked this to be happen. All right, whole person. Like that's basically the Squash there's just to be an extra set of eyes.
No, yeah, yeah, that's fair. Okay, I will deal with you when we get back. He sits down. Keyleth does as well. Keyleth says, "I'm satisfied with what you have told me. If she was indeed being controlled, whatever was doing it, we owe them the might of the dusk. But that being said, I think we owe more to making sure that this blissful eclipse," and Zelfar nods, "doesn't get too much closer."
"We're working on it."
"From what I understand, I will have to, of course, check this with the Law Masters. If the Queen is incapacitated, not fit to rule, the next in line would take over. Especially as, in theory, you have kept your hands rather clean, Zelfar." And he doesn't miss the pointed barbed comment.
"My first act as king will be to allow the dwarves safe passage and send who we can with them. There is a lot to be redressed, a lot to deal with, but we are short on time. Make sure that Glyngarith is kept somewhere safe. There are many people who would be angry at her, who would seek some sort of retribution, but we must keep her safe. It is not her fault. Lothian."
Balance perks up.
"We have a lot to discuss. I have things that need to be told to you. Give us the room."
And the guards file out. Keyleth stands by the door and pulls it slightly ajar, but she doesn't leave.
"Roljak and Zoltana. Is this correct?"
Rol kind of looks like, "Oh, you know my name."
"That's my name. Don't wear it out."
"We owe you both a great deal, and I don't know how we could ever begin to repay that. But should this apocalypse be averted, which I believe it can be, whatever you need of the kingdom, we will freely give. This conversation that we must have, Lothian, do you want them in here?"
"I trust them. They've been with me through it all."
"It has taken a while for me to get this information, and I'm not blameless in all of this. Lothian, I am truly sorry. I only did what I thought was best to keep you safe. As long as I've known Talvin..."
I'm also going to say that Talvin and Inverna aren't here. This makes it far easier.
Otherwise, it'd be kind of super awkward, too.
Yeah.
"Talvin has never shown an interest in anyone. Ninvira, I think it's safe to say, is the only one to have ever moved him. I also know my friend of old. If he had found you that night, he would have killed you. We had to keep shifting you around for the first 2 years. Even I couldn't know where you were. And then I lost track of you. And then Pintor was born, and after a while it all got... It just became difficult to find you again. That's not just because we didn't know where you were. It's just... Saying sorry is a difficult thing, and knowing that I had to keep you there anyway, it then became because of your aunt. She chose you to carry Marnak. She made that choice. And Dai Qin saw to it that it happened. I didn't know exactly the extent of her plans, only that I could not let them be fulfilled. You were a part of that also. I don't know what I can do to make this up to you, and I don't think you should forgive me for it either. I don't deserve that. You need to know that your mother was blameless. She did not know. And for the longest time, she did not know. I couldn't risk anyone knowing where you were for so many reasons.
And he looks genuinely sad, or a sight not needed.
I don't know you anymore. I don't really know how this has changed you. I know that you're a strong leader. I can tell that.
And he looks to your two friends.
I know that you are powerful in whatever it is you can do now because of her actions. I don't even know if you want to take your place back in this family. You never should have lost it in the first place. That's a decision that you must make.
That's all I've wanted this whole time. But I think now, after going through everything I have, I'm kind of grateful for it. There was a lot of bad that happened. 50 years of my life was gone in the blink of an eye. But I gained a better understanding of myself, of the world. I made friends. Took a little bit of nudging from a certain human, but I made friends. I interacted with the different people of the world. I went to the dusk, the dawn. I went all over. Found ancient ruins. Learned how to wield this great power that is all but unheard of. I became a better person, I like to think. It's taught me a lot more, and no offense to Talvin, it's taught me a lot more in these recent days than the entire time I was with him. It gave me practical experience, it gave me knowledge and understanding. And I would be remiss if I did not say that it also gave me love.
So I have heard.
Is that so wrong?
He kind of like does that thing where he kind of like raises an eyebrow and like shrinks back into his chair and upright a little bit, like he doesn't really know how to answer.
Are you both happy?
Very.
When Queen Rowena and I speak, let's put that on a future problem pile.
I assumed it would be.
If things go the way I hope they will, with Kino, the blissful eclipse, the dawn even, Rowena and I are of a similar opinion. If we can work with Kino, if they are not allied against us, there will be either... If we can work with Kino, if they are not allied against us, there will either be the exception for you, or it will be the norm. We both hope for the latter.
Balance gives a nod. As things currently are, the work that we're doing, I still would like to be back in the family. I would like to be back in the fold. I want to make a difference. But we need people in the field right now, and we're kind of the best.
I could die tomorrow in this fight. Your brother could die. You could die 5 minutes from now. Let's not worry about family's blood. It doesn't matter who's wearing the crown right now.
Well, we do kind of actually need that crown, though, but yes, metaphorically.
Yes, that particular crown, I understand.
And he kind of, like, smiles. Okay. He stands up, and he pulls his sword, and he looks at you.
Kneel.
Balance does so.
He lays the sword flat on one of your shoulders.
I declare you Laffian or Balance?
Laffian.
I, Zelfar, declare you Laffian of the House of Dothradir, Prince, and the first in line to the throne.
He taps it on the other side of your shoulder. And as he does so, you kind of feel the wind on your face. You feel the rustling of your hair. You can smell the breeze of the forest. And for the two of you who are with him, you see a very small light glow upon the back of his head and then disappear. Zelfar puts the blade point down and he looks at Raoul and he looks at Sultana.
I guess you two had better come forward as well.
What?
Raoul just looks at Sultana. He's very confused about what's happening. He has no knowledge of... He thinks it's so weird that Balance was just done magic to be like allowed back into a family. Like, that's an official, like, this is just weird. He doesn't know what's happening. He follows
Sultana. It's a solemn thing, my man. Elves are all about the magic, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's just in their blood.
I don't understand either. What the fuck is happening? Are we getting knighted?
I was. I basically just got reinstated as a prince.
I walk over suspicious.
One moment.
And he kind of like, he walks to the door. He speaks to Keyleth, who runs off. She runs off in the direction of the Mages Guild, where Squash and Demi are dealing with Quinlan Gareth. Squash, much to your goddamn relief, there is no magical whole person. I'm going to cast Circle of Death, kill power words, double kill anywhere. There's none of that jazz going on. The spell has been cast, but Demi doesn't do it. She doesn't, you think, maybe trust herself to. But the spell effect is cleared, and Glengareth falls into a very deep sleep. They ease her sleep. They make it less stressful, less horrible. As the mage explains, and as Demi goes over the top to explain, she has been through some rough stuff for the last 100 or more years. The spell has been active on her for a very long time. They explain that it's probably going to be a day or two before she wakes up, and they have to move her somewhere safe. Keyleth arrives and demands your attention, demands that you go back with her.
How?
Unless you wanted to have said anything to Glengareth or any of the mages or to Demi, then Keyleth is just going to come collect you.
No, with everything I know, things are fine. Fine. If somebody randomly assassinates Glengareth, that doesn't change anything for us.
You're right.
Like, don't worry, I'm going to make sure she gets somewhere safe. Don't worry about it. It's going to be good.
Oh, she comes back like double geared.
I accidentally twin spelled gears onto her. That's all right, right?
What were the commands?
As a joke, I said, down with the dwarves, you know, like you do.
I've got speaking in a Scottish accent and everything. It's amazing. No, I'm not doing that.
Sorry. Yes, Squash does not resist the fact that everything went well. It's just like a huge sigh of relief for him. Just like,
okay. Ooh. Good. Yeah, Demi goes off her normal way. Like she kind of like itches under the kind of like the patch on her eye. It's still exactly the same piece of cloth she had like a day or two ago. It's getting real gross, but she doesn't seem to care. Yeah, and you're escorted up to the council chambers.
All right.
He gestures you for to go join Zoltana and Raoul. And Zelfar says,
You two have been instrumental in averting this catastrophe. I'm going to bestow upon you both a title that makes you family in all but name, if you wish it. May not mean much if the world ends.
Oh my god.
So Zoltana?
Do I get to be like Sir Zoltana?
He kind of like laughs, smiles, and he says,
if you wish to be Sir Thunderheart, yes?
Yes!
That's Sir, like S-E-R, not S-I-R.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, good, cool.
You will always have a home here, and you will always have a place at our table and a tree to rest in. Raul?
Raul just kind of looks a little bit confused, but kind of smiles and nods. Like, this seems okay. He's still very confused. That's pretty clear.
In essence, Raul, you would be as much a Dothradir as Lothian. You would have honors, titles, lands. You'll be as protected as Lothian is going to be. I understand, of course, that in your particular line of work, that having an additional four people wandering around with you might not be the best idea. But we will do what we can to help you with your sickness and with investigating what happened to Ama.
Raul hugs. Raul does hugs.
Okay, Raul hugs the king of the elves.
Mm-hmm.
Hugs are happening.
Hugs are happening. It's a nat 20 hug, because why wouldn't it be? Yeah.
I bestow upon you both Sir Thunderheart and Sir Tesseran.
And then he turns to look at Squash.
Squash kind of sinks under the gaze of somebody as powerful as that guy is.
As for you, I understand that you are a new addition to my sons, to the group that's trying to save the world.
I was just trying to help with this. This seemed very important.
I'm led to believe that you were a part of the reason that my wife, my daughter, and myself, of course, are safe.
Yes, I was there. Temporarily.
there's a bright light.
I am also given to understand that you are a person of questionable morals, a petty criminal, a thief, and a drug user.
That is true.
Do you intend to be for the same ill repute?
No, it's not my intention to be who I am or what I am.
Make a persuasion roll for me.
Oh, well.
Unless you're lying, in which case roll a deception check.
No, he's not lying. here we go. Persuasion.
Oh, no. You have a reliable talent, don't you?
Persuasion isn't...
Yes,
I'm not good at it, so... Yeah. I rolled an 8, and since I have negative 1 charisma, I got a 7.
Okay.
If things work out the way we intend them to, we shall revisit what to do with you.
I won't be any bother. I won't be trouble. No.
He continues just to stare down at you, watching you, like, squirm.
Father, please don't. He's been helpful. He's a friend.
He kind of, like, looks over at you and he has, like, that kind of, like, upturned corner of his mouth.
Yes, I'm aware. That doesn't...
He kind of, like, smiles down at Squash.
We will revisit when the world isn't gone.
Okay. I'll take what judgment the elves find fitting.
He nods.
We have a lot of work to do here, Pintor will be arriving in a few days with your mother and sister. There's much to be done. What are your plans for now? Where are you four going?
I'll be honest, I actually hadn't thought that far ahead. I wasn't even sure how this was going to go. Honestly, this is the best case scenario. I thought it was going to go way worse. We need to put the crown on, the pedestal.
Of course.
And then the issue is we need the clockwork heart, which we don't...
There is also something to do with...
The mirror.
Yes, and something about the witch's moot and Dashim.
Oh, no. Balance gets like a look on his face like, oh, yes, that's right. Oh, okay, we need Demi as soon as she's ready, then.
I need to go home. I can't do this.
Your home is very far away from here.
I know. I don't know what role Dajin plays in any of this, but the deal with the queen was something that needed to be resolved now. I don't know anything about what Dajin wants or does. I don't need that. I need to go home.
Why don't I leave you four to work out what you're doing? I'll have someone fetch Dimmy and the crown, and I will keep hold of the necklace and ponder its destruction. Rowena has powerful mystics working. Perhaps they will find this useful in hunting down this person in Kino.
Might be a good idea.
And with that, he leaves.
As soon as he leaves, like, Squash finds whatever, like, backbone he was missing. And she's like, I'm not going to meet Dajin. Are you people insane? No. I need to go home.
Squash, if we don't deal with Dajin, your home's not going to be there.
Let Squash go home, if Squash wants to go home.
I just need to see it for myself. Need to take care of what needs to be taken care of. It had nobody else.
Well, you always have a place with us.
I want to help you guys. I really do, but I can't. I almost died today, and I can't die before I go meet up with this Rifnablin and to see my home. I can't. This needs to be taken care of before I get myself killed.
Do you need us to, like, escort you home?
I don't know. No, I don't think there's anything waiting for me or gonna attack me. Like, well, the Skrifnadlin might kick my ass, but I should be able to get out of there. I don't think they're gonna kill me. When is this witch's moot thing?
I believe Demi told us when it was supposed to be. No? Because I remember she said that she had the web of creation was made and that the meeting was supposed to be soon.
Yeah, she said soon. She didn't give us like it's in 8 days' time. Okay. She didn't have that. But if anyone was to know, it would be either be Demi or, I don't know, the witches society that you guys have been there dropped off at.
Yeah. When Demi gets here, we'll ask her. It's very possible that we might just have to have you teleported near to where your home is, then.
It's fine by me. I'll find you guys again. You guys aren't exactly inconspicuous and quiet.
No, excuse me!
We do get around, though.
I am very inconspicuous and quiet.
She shouts over the room.
Listen,
like the birds that were nesting just like fly off into the distance.
I distinctly recall at one point Zoltana saying that it was Zoltana Quiet Thunderheart.
It is! Zoltana Quiet Thunderheart is my name! Backing myself away from the mic so I can shout.
And you hear it echoing in the treetops outside.
Somehow it echoes in the trees.
The trees sway away from the sound and it echoes further, reaches the lake.
bounces back and forth.
Yelling for comedic effect, the Zoltana Thunderheart story.
Clearly.
Hi, everyone. Ral here. So I have an exciting thing, but I wanted to say thank you first to Rogue 2015 for the name Kaelith. Thank you. And to patron Aaron Stevens. Thank you so much for your support. You are all very amazing. Thank you so much. We very much appreciate your support. It really does help us improve the show. So thank you. So I'm going to announce the winner of the giveaway now. I did not realize I was going to be announcing the winner, but here we are. It's surprising that it's already time. It was very fun reading all of everyone's favorite moments from the show. Everyone who came out in the Discord and told us your favorite moments from the show. If you did the same on Twitter, if you've come and entered the podcast through the Twitter, if you've sent us an email, if you've reviewed the show, thank you all so much. It's been great seeing these things. It's been great. I don't know what else to say. Y'all are amazing. Thank you. So we do have one winner that we have drawn for the one book. However, we do have also two extra copies of the bonus pages that were included in the book itself. So instead of one name, we've actually drawn three names. And so we do have our winner, but we also have two people that will be winning those bonus pages. So we're very happy to be able to do that. So thank you so much to everyone who entered. Thank you so much to Cognitive Merch, of course, for putting this thing together for us, and amazing work. We're very excited to announce the winner of our giveaway is the Queen Pie. The Queen Pie shared their favorite quote / moment from the show was Demi casting power word kill on someone. Casey, did Demi just cast power word kill? Yes. Yes, something like that. Scary magics. Thank you, Pie, for reminiscing about the scary magics with us. Congratulations. The first runner-up who will be receiving the bonus pages that were mentioned is Chris LeBlanc. Thank you. The favorite moment they shared was the whole dragons coming from wishes thing. So thank you, Chris, for sharing that. Thank you, Aethor, for the dragons and the wishes thing. Congratulations, Chris. Thank you. Thank you so much. And our other runner-up is Alaya L.J. Woolley with the favorite moment of all of Rawl's natural 20 hugs. I love hugs. Thank you. I like to remember the hugs as well. Yeah. Seriously, it was amazing reading everyone's favorite moments and quotes and all of the reviews for the show. Thank you to everyone who participated in this giveaway. Thanks once more to Cognitive Merch. This was amazing, and we very much appreciate everyone involved. Thanks so much. Congratulations to everyone who won. Thanks so much again to all who participated. This was amazing fun, and hopefully we get to do another giveaway very soon with another item as amazing as this. Thanks so much. We're very excited. Congratulations, and thank you for listening. Thanks for your support. Bye.
My name's Olivia, and this is the Y2K podcast. I found a bunch of files. It's 20-year-old voicemails between my mum and a friend of hers.
Hi, Kat. You always know when something's off, don't you?
Jess, oh, it feels so great.
That was Rachel. She's... Wow.
I feel empty.
Sending you hugs across all the oceans.
Oceans of hugs? That's perfect.
Y2K. New episode every Friday all through 2020, starting January 3rd.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.